Chapter 3. Vian knew something of war. Not its clash and clatter and smoke and blood, perhaps, but the aftermath. Though she had been born in peacetime, her earliest memories were of the war. She remembered watching her maman cry as she said goodbye to papa. She remembered being hungry and always being cold. But most of all, she remembered how different her father was when he came home, how he limped and sighed and was silent. That was when he began drinking and keeping to himself and ignoring his family. After that, she remembered doors slamming shut, arguments erupting and disappearing into clumsy silences, and her parents sleeping in different rooms. The father who went off to war was not the one who came home. She had tried to be loved by him. More important, she had tried to keep loving him. But in the end, one was as impossible as the other. In the year since he'd shipped her off to Karivo, Vian had made her own life. She sent her father Christmas and birthday cards, but she'd never received one in return, and they rarely spoke. What was there left to say? Unlike Isabel, who seemed incapable of letting go, Vian understood and accepted that when Maman had died, their family had been irreparably broken. He was a man who simply refused to be a father to his children.
"I know how war scares you," Antoine said.
"The Maginot line will hold," she said, trying to sound convincing. "You'll be home by Christmas."
The Maginot line was miles and miles of concrete walls and obstacles and weapons that had been constructed along the German border after the Great War to protect France. The Germans couldn't breach it. Antoine took her in his arms. The scent of jasmine was intoxicating, and she knew suddenly, certainly, that from now on, whenever she smelled jasmine, she would remember this goodbye.
"I love you, Antoine Mauriac, and I expect you to come home to me."
Later, she couldn't remember them moving into the house, climbing the